Good morning, Craig Olson for Wild 102, and once again, due to a mistake in the recording process when Sheila stopped by this week, I'll start with this week's story on behalf of the Roseau County Historical Society, and we'll hear from Sheila with the second half of the story in just a moment. The story begins with a book written in 1973 by Arnold Grefthen contained this story about Halloween shenanigans of the olden days. The night before had been Halloween Eve, and it was now daylight the morning after. Wagons and other obstacles had been pulled up to block the doors of sleeping residents during the night. Plows, buggies, grindstones, etc. decorated the roofs of business buildings downtown. It had been a busy night for those who had participated in the pulling of Halloween pranks. The lady at the Winoska Hotel, while going out to milk a cow in the morning in the stable, found that her cow was missing and a large Holstein bull was now occupying the stall where her cow used to be. Meanwhile, the neighboring farmer, during the morning chores, found the cow where his bull used to be. Several outhouses in the neighborhood had been tipped and many warning shots had been heard during the night. Many residents had been up all night armed with shotguns to chase away those planning mischief. The pranksters had been very clever in being able to pull off so many tricks right under the noses of the waiting watchmen. Some of these pranksters, however, did not fare so well. Many of the outhouses had been moved off of their pits beneath them. Some were moved to the front, others to the back. Meanwhile, the open pits were then camouflaged very carefully to make the area around the outhouse look as natural and undisturbed as possible. These outhouse tippers, generally several in a bunch, would approach the intended victim with caution. Then, if all looked okay, they would rush in with their arms extended. With a mighty push against, over the outhouse would go. During this particular Halloween, though, many of the tippers wound up in those very pits. They were a sorry mess as they tried to get out, and they often required a reluctant hand from their companions, as those outhouse pits were quite deep. And now, with the second half of this Sunday story, here's Sheila.
Another story to get us ready for Halloween. This one was written by Marie Complin, longtime employee of the museum. It was included in the Centennial book. It's called Foxfire. On the home farm, a huge box elder tree grew close to the east wall of the house. As it grew larger, it began pulling up the foundation below the window. It was decided that it should be cut down to minimize any damage to the house. My brother cut the tree down, leaving behind about a 4-foot-high stump. Through the years, the stump was used for many purposes. The younger kids in the family played on that stump, using it as home base during the game of hide-and-seek, or jumping off the stump to prove their courage. My mother would put breadcrumbs on it for the birds during the winter, and also draped her wet mop or a rug on it to dry. After a few years, the stump had decayed to a point that it needed to be disposed of completely. Excuse me. My brother chopped it off, but did not get the wood debris cleaned up the same day. That day, my younger brother and nephew played with the greenish wood, scattering it all over the back porch in the backyard. Later that night, we were already in bed and our light out, talking with one another in the dark, when an object that looked like a glowing skeleton of a cow's head slowly floated into our room. My older sister saw it first, and she jumped out of bed screaming, and by then I think we were all screaming. She hit at it with her hand, and the glowing object fell to the floor, and pieces flew all over. Eerie, glowing, greenish lights lay scattered at our mother's feet. The glowing object had been carried into our room by our mother. After calming us down, our mother told us to come downstairs and look at the back porch and yard. What we saw was a once-in-a-lifetime sight. The porch floor was all aglow, as well as the yard. Small and large pieces of the rotted stump were now glowing pieces of wood lighting up the night. Excuse me. It continued glowing all night, and we stayed up a long time looking at it in wonder. My mother told us she had heard about rotted wood that would sometimes glow if conditions were right. The next day, we left the debris in the backyard and even placed a few pieces in our cellar to see if it would continue to glow. However, the sun dried the damp greenish wood, and that was the end of our glowing stump. Even the pieces in our cellar lost their glow. I have heard tales that if one is lost in a forest and dark comes, They can kick an old stump apart, and if it glows, they can use it as a beacon to light their way. We had a lot of old, rotten, or decayed stumps in the woods near our home that were often kicked apart after dark to see if they would glow. But alas, I have never seen another glowing stump. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.